the second Tuesday of each month, but we have an extra show this month.
Special. Woohoo.
Special edition, McCullough. We have a lot of things to cover, lots of stuff to talk about. And I really do want to get started with this right away, Lindsay, if you don't mind. We have a topic that's it's important to our school, but it like transcends even just the college. It's kind of a big deal. And somebody that knows quite a bit more about it is actually a personality, as on-air talent here at our station. Her name's Lynn. And Lynn has a show on Saturdays from 2 to 4 called No Boys Allowed. And I'll let you take it from here, Lynn.
Okay. We are really, really excited at Henry Ford to be connected with a law called the Katie Viger Law. And this is a law that grants nursing grads honorary license. And the reason that this is so important is because Katie Viger was a nursing student here, and she passed away last month, February 18th, from complications from brain cancer. And one of the teachers here, Kathy Wakefield, watched her go through the entire nursing program. She was ready to go. She was ready to become an RN and just didn't make it because of her health situation. And what they wanted to do was to be able to give her an honorary RN because she had done everything and it meant so much to her. All she wanted to do was be a nurse. And she now, postmortem, has that degree. She has that recognition, that honorary RN. And what's really, really neat is this law was just passed last Thursday, the 18th of March, exactly 1 month after Katie passed away. But wow. Kathy Wakefield and Katie's parents were there in Lansing when Governor Granholm signed the bill and made it law.
That's cool. You know, and I met, her name is Kathy.
Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Kathy's son, Joey. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a class together. We didn't, you know, this all kind of came together just a few hours ago, but and he was there in Lansing, too, and he said the whole experience was just really unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
It's been a big deal. There's been a lot of Facebook, like, things that are getting started to, like, support her when all this was going on to help her get her honorary license. And my cousin actually graduated with her. They were in the same class.
Oh, okay.
So, and she knew her, you know, knew of her and stuff. It's a big class that graduates from here.
Nurses. Oh, yeah.
Big classes.
Yeah. Well-recognized
program.
But
this is so touching. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm very... very, very happy.
And then
Well, I was going to say you'll have Kathy on your
That's
show.
That's what I was going to say. The advertising part of this whole discussion is that Kathy Wakefield is coming on my show, and that'll be this coming Saturday, which is March 27th, and she's going to talk a little bit about Katie and how well she knew her and how the whole bill process began. And we're actually in the process right now of picking out some of Katie's favorite music to play on air.
I'm going to have some Kleenex handy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm really excited about this.
That is really absolutely cool.
Wonderful. Wow.
While you're here, can I ask, I have another question for you. Our station goes through, I think it's only once a year. WHFR. We are WHFR. This is the Campus Connection. Dennis and Lindsay co-hosts, and we're with Lynn from No Boys Allowed. And Lynn, you've been here a little bit longer than Lindsay and I. And will you explain to us, and in turn that would be to our listeners, regarding the week in April, where we, what is it?
Radiothon. This is Radiothon 2010 coming up April 11th through April 17. It's one time per year that we spend 1 week asking the listeners to help support us. We are non-commercial radio. We are public radio. And we don't get money from any place but the listeners. And we bring you... so much fine music, so much fine programming, and it almost sounds cliche when you listen to the fundraisers on other radio stations and television, and, you know, we bring you what no one else does, but it's true. We play the music nobody else plays. And where else do you have 2 hours per week dedicated to female artists only? Where else do you have talk about what's going on campus? Where else do you talk about aliens and some of our other talk
shows? And have family programming.
And have family programming. Folk music, blues, jazz, hip-hop, rap. It's all here.
Yeah.
Big band. It's all here. Rockabilly. And it's a way of... having the listeners tell us that, yes, we appreciate what you're doing right there on WHFR. We're starting out with a fundraising event. We'd love to have everyone come out. This is Andiamo's on Michigan Avenue near Brady in West Dearborn, and that's Sunday, April 11th. 7, from 4 until 8, a jazz fundraiser. Three fine jazz groups. And we have great jazz artists, great support coming, and a lot of great jazz that you can hear throughout the week on WHFR. Concluding will be Saturday night, the 17th, and this is at New Place Lounge. Three fine blues acts. And we're going to be, you know, finishing up from 9 until 1 with some great blues jams going on at New Place. So it should be a lot of fun. And then in between, we have a lot of guests coming on various shows. We have various artists that you've heard throughout the week, and lots of great people showing their support that way.
That's awesome. And then, and again, I'm here at WHFR with Lindsay, and I feel it's a great cause, you know, and I know there's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of volunteer effort that goes into this, but it's been a wonderful experience. And some of the things, I mean, we've gotten scholarships, we've gotten awards, we've gotten different things all from being part of this WHFR family. So obviously I support it huge. Lynn, thank you so much. I mean, these are things that these are things that are sort of new to us.
Okay.
And I appreciate you with your knowledge sharing that. Well, you can listen to Lynn every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You're not on Tuesdays. We are. Stop trying to take our show. Every Saturday from 2 to 4, no boys allowed.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed as listeners, so you
Absolutely,
guys know, because I have listened, and it's really good stuff. Really good stuff. And we're going to take a break, come back after this non-commercial message. But again, thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
The MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
We are back. Dennis and Lindsay, HFCC Campus Connection. You know, I want to say before we move on, Lindsay, that this Pledge-a-thon.
Radiothon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Radiothon. It's, well, we, you know, same thing. Pledge,
but
Radiothon.
It's Pledge Week at certain stations,
right,
and certain entities, whatever. For what we're doing, I mean, this is like a really big deal. And I wanted her to touch on it. It's impossible to summarize everything that's going on and everything that it means and what it brings to the station and the school in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, there's going to be special guests, special incentives. So I just want people to tune in regularly, WHFR, WHFR.FM or 89.3 FM, to be able to listen, you know, tune in, because they're going to be talking about all this stuff regularly between now and when that week starts.
Yeah, and the special guests. Lynn mentioned a few after we went off the air
for
a second there, and there are so many. There's no way we could sit here and be like, and on this show, and on that show,
right,
and on his show, and on her show, so many. So make sure that you do tune in during Radiothon Week and every week before and after that.
What's the thing?
To you know, support your local non-commercial independent radio station.
Well, Lindsay, you know, our show does in fact fall during that week.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say too much, because again, this will be the first time that we've done it, but from what I understand, we'll actually have our show, but we're not going to be recording for it. We're doing live.
Mm-hmm.
And we may get extra time. It may not just be our normal hour.
We're going to have some of the other talk show hosts here. It's going to be talk-a-thon.
Yeah, well, good point. Well, yeah. forum type shows
that,
well, since it falls during our week, though, I guess we're kind of considered the hosts of it. So
yeah.
I don't know, we'll wear something nice. I'll wear a pink carnation. What do you think?
Sure, I'll wear one too.
Yeah, you know, because flowers,
we match all the time, Dennis and I.
We happen to be today. Yeah. But and I can't believe I fit into this skirt. It was crazy. No,
I was,
but the
wondering that too. It's like, wow,
this is really good radio. Anyway, you have something really important coming up.
Well, this is coming up on April 8th, which is really soon.
And
can
it does,
you believe how
it falls,
fast March is like done for? It's
and that,
over.
That falls between now and our next show. So we will talk about things, because we're not sure what's going on at the show.
So,
we'll talk about
and,
other things.
And this will not be, this will be done and over with on our next show. So this is it. Listen up. The Many Faces of Arab Women. It is going to be a multicultural, multidisciplinary conference where both men and women will examine the roles of Arab women in the Middle East and in the United States. There's going to be a gathering of more than 30 presenters here. And like I said, it's going to be April 8th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the ASCC building. That is the giant blue building with all the windows on Evergreen. We speak about that building awful lot, don't we?
Awful lot.
A lot goes on there. So this conference is going to be... Students apparently pay $15, but that actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. The conference is free for students, but there is a Lebanese buffet, an Arabic food, Middle Eastern.
It's Middle Eastern buffet. Middle,
there you go, Middle Eastern
buffet.
Which
would include probably Lebanese food.
And yeah.
You think?
And it's $15. If you want to take part in the buffet, it's $15, and that's for students. Now, if you are a guest and you are not a student and you would like to go to this, you have to pay. It's a $40 registration fee, and you should pay that before March 26th, which is going to be
Friday? I think so.
Friday. Yeah, 27th. Yep. Friday. If you pay after Friday or register after Friday, it's going to be $50. So what's going on? What are you getting for your money? Why should you go? Is that what you're thinking, Dennis?
I am. You know what I'm thinking from the little bit that I had read about it? At even $50, it sounded like it was still a value.
It's, I mean, yeah.
There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah, I at first was kind of like, what's this? You know? And I looked more through it all, and I was like, wow. Apparently, they're going to be covering topics such as, like, Arab women, why do Arab women cover themselves while some others don't? And are Muslim women allowed to marry non-Muslim men? Under Muslim law, are women allowed to divorce their husbands? And basic things like that where we would be kind of, you know, you think it, well, but you don't want to ask, be like, hey, why aren't you wearing a scarf when your friend over there is?
Well, I've been in Dearborn for years.
I've lived
now.
In Dearborn my whole life, and it's just one of those things where I'm sure they wouldn't really get mad at you for asking, but
absolutely
you feel
not
uncomfortable.
Sure.
It's so this is going to give you those answers, and there's also going to be the whole beginning of the day, the morning hours, is going to be connected to women only, and a lot of attitudes towards sexual issues, as in premarital sex and after marriage and gays and stuff like this, stuff that is not really spoken openly about in the Middle Eastern world of,
well, heck,
women,
in a lot of communities,
know?
Really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's what I would consider what we would call sensitive subjects.
Yes. And lots of speakers. There's going to be one that I think is to be mentioned and Wayne State University's Department of Classical and Modern Language Literatures and Cultures, Dr. May Sicali.
I think that's right.
May Sicali, Dr. May Sicali, Associate Professor at Wayne State University. She's going to be doing the breakout session of challenges facing Arab women in the 21st century. And, I mean, this is just one of many. I could sit here. I know.
It was amazing.
And then there's tons.
Well, the one thing you didn't print off was, like, the bios of every single person that will be speaking.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Very impressive.
It was a few pages worth of people and bios and stuff and pictures and wow.
And from what I understand, Miss Michigan, Miss Michigan, United States of America, Miss Michigan,
right,
is going to be there. Her name is Rima. And apparently, she is a Middle Eastern woman. So what do you know?
And there's some video
Miss
presentation
Michigan. It's
about
be,
her,
it
too.
It says special video appearance, but then it also says that there's going to be a special appearance from her. I think it's a video appearance.
Okay.
I think they may have worded it wrong in a few of the things I was reading, but from what I've been able to gather, it will be a special video appearance. So if you are interested in attending this on April 8th and you would like to learn more about registration, you can contact Dr. Mary Assell or Nancy Papp at 313-317-1556, and you can register. Remember, if you are a guest and you're not a student at Henry Ford Community College, then after March 26th, the registration fee is going to be $50.
Right, it goes up $10, and that's almost the price of the buffet right there. So you can, you know, just think about it in those terms.
Right.
The information, we got it from several sources, but a lot of this information is on the hfcc.edu website.
Yes, and go to the events link.
Right at the very bottom. I think that if it doesn't touch on this, it definitely, there's an events link and you can go and it has everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to a whole separate, it doesn't go to a whole page about these different things, like its own webpage, I think. Pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
I like. Okay. Do you have something else there?
Well, I do. I do want to mention the transfer seminars that have been ongoing that we have been talking about.
We have been.
And I actually, I'm a student, and I mingle and talk to the other students, and they're always like, you know, talking about something, and I eavesdrop, and I'm like, oh, by the way, why don't you go to this? Why don't
you do
that? I've done it a couple times. In this one class I have, a few of the people in there are like, how do you always know this stuff?
You do too, don't you?
And I said, well, I just know everything about this school. You know, I've been going here for like 10 years now.
Do they know you host a show?
No, yes. And then I told them that I host a show. And what's going on Tuesday, today, is March 23rd, University of Michigan Dearborn will be here at the Learning Resources Center building, and they are giving transfer seminars. They're going to help you know about your minimum and maximum credits needed to transfer. How do you know what Henry Ford classes will transfer? How do you apply to the university? Does your HFCC GPA transfer? And all the many, many, many questions that you have. We have talked about it in the past. I just want to give a big reminder that apparently Eastern Michigan turnout was pretty good when they were here last week. And
I would think so. It's still kind of where
you
we
made
live.
You made a really good point where the school.
I did?
Yes, you did. Dennett, wow. Oh, my God. You're going to remember this one, huh?
Yeah. Tell me what it was.
You know, you made a really good point when you said that the schools are coming to us.
Yeah.
That's a big deal because you know what a hassle it is to be like, well, I really want to go to Wayne State, but
right.
I got to drive all the way down there and figure out where I'm going to park and walk to all these different buildings.
And if you hadn't been there, you may not know your way around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So no, it's really cool. They are coming to you. They will be here. And that, speaking of Wayne State, they will be here next Tuesday, which is March 30th. And they are going to be in the Learning Resources Center building, and it is room 121. So stop by. If you're thinking about transferring and you have questions you need answered, then the place to go is the Learning Resources building for the next two Tuesdays. Check it out.
And remember that the LRC, the Learning Resources Center, is in fact the same building as admissions, but admissions is in the basement. It's downstairs. Yeah. And I know because I just had to pick up some information that we're going to talk about today, these seminars. They're not, I'll use the accurate term, non-traditional health careers for men, but they're actually, it's a whole seminar about non-traditional careers for men. We did this in the fall.
We talked about the women.
About the women, and we also talked about that there would be one in the spring. And,
it's, and here it is.
Here it is.
It's spring.
It's spring. Well, oh, no. We are going to take a short non-commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit right into the non-traditional careers for men, the seminar, and some of the other things that are going on here at our wonderful campus in Dearborn, Michigan. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. Spring is upon us, and so are spring-summer registration dates for Henry Ford Community College. Online registration starts March 22nd, and in-person registration begins April 12th. Visit hfcc.edu for more information.
Back, you're listening to the Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. I'm Dennis. Lindsay doesn't want to say hi.
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
She's like, duh, they already know me.
Yeah, they know who I am. You know me.
You know me. Before the break, we talked about, it's actually called Imagine the Possibilities, Non-Traditional Health Careers for Men. It's Wednesday, April 7th, 2010, from 8 in the morning until 1:30 p.m., Lindsay, you and I were talking about this. It does go beyond just health careers. This is non-traditional health careers for mothers. As part of this particular conference, I believe, is about the health careers.
Yes, it is.
But this entire program, and when I said I was at the LRC earlier, it was to meet a wonderful, wonderful lady, Dr. Brenda Hildreth, who is the coordinator for the Student Outreach and Support. And her office is right there in the LRC. I think it's room 125. And What they do there, which is really interesting, is she gave me a brochure, and on the brochure it says, take the road less traveled, pursue a non-traditional career. And they're all about Perkins grants. Now, you know a little bit about that, too. I know that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
There are certain, it's called Perkins grant funding, and it's available for people that qualify. And you have to qualify in four ways, which are listed here, and I'll go over really quickly. But one of the main brunt of this is that it's non-traditional careers for men and women. And that's part of one of the requirements for this particular grant. You must receive the Pell Grant already and have financial aid remaining after receiving Pell's loans, work study, et cetera. So you have to have a little bit of, you have to be able to qualify for financial aid with the Pell Grant and then have a little bit remaining on there. You must also be enrolled in a fundable state approved center or career education program, which would be like the one here at HFCC. You must lack a college degree or other employable license or certification. And then finally, you must be at least one of the six special population students listed below. And at least one of the six. Okay, this is interesting. This is something I didn't know. One of those six is a student enrolled in a program that's non-traditional. And I'll go into detail again about what that is. Also, economically disadvantaged people, disability, limited English proficiency, a single parent or single pregnant woman, or a homemaker or displaced homemaker. Those are one of those special populations. You have to be a student there. What do you think would be, if I threw out accounting, do you think that's non-traditional for a particular gender?
Well, you threw that one out, and yeah, I do, actually. Okay. I think that there are more women that are accountants.
Okay.
So and is it a non-traditional career for men?
It is. It's a non-traditional field for men, which I think is very interesting. Administrative and information management. Okay.
That's for men?
This is all for men, yes. And I'll give you an idea of what would be considered non-traditional for women: architecture, construction technology.
Yeah.
Okay. CAD technology and industrial drafting, non-traditional for women.
I love that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a very non-traditional woman, Lindsay. Computer information systems is considered non-traditional for women. But because this is for men, I'll go into some of the other ones that are health-related. Surgical technologist, physical therapist assistant, pharmacy technician, nursing, which would be an RN, LPN. Let's see, it says RN and LPN to RN. Also medical assistant, legal assistant, and...
Did you say pharmacy tech?
Yeah, pharmacy tech.
Most of who work at my pharmacy are all men.
Really?
Yeah. I think that men and pharmacy things kind of go hand in hand.
I think that men can work in pharmacy.
I wonder when this non-traditional thing is going to end up like not even being available, because you know what
I'm trying to say? Because in your mind, like my own, it's already a fuzzy line.
Yeah. Like,
right?
What's non-traditional isn't soon going to be traditional. I think it just doesn't make any sense.
Some of them don't, but I mean, we're going back a long way, and let's face it.
And not to say this isn't wonderful. I mean, it's great.
Actually, you're right. That's what I was going to say.
I just wonder how much more longer it will last before a male nurse is, you know, so what?
Yeah, he's a male nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I can't see it. For the sake of these programs like this, I hope it lasts forever, you know, because I mean, there's money being funded.
Oh, definitely.
You know, yeah. And I want to step back. Under the impression that the Perkins grant, one of the main things, if not the main thing, was that somebody was going into a non-traditional field. Apparently that is just one of the six, different criteria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of six. So it's not just, you don't have to have all six. But it's just like you said. I mean, there's like I'm looking at this. Some of these other things. Earlier, we thought a non-traditional career for women: food service manager. Did you know that food service manager is in fact a non-traditional career for women? I wouldn't have thought that.
No.
Corrections officer. Yeah, I get that. Law enforcement, heating and cooling, welder. These are all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can agree that if somebody would have asked us then, yeah, that's I would have placed it in that category.
Right.
For men, bookkeeping, accounting, medical assistant, registered nurse, physical therapy assistant.
See, that's where it's kind of like the accounting thing. I'm still hung up on that. I do know that there are more women that are accountants, but growing up, I was always told, and like everybody kind of was told, men are better with math and numbers and science. It's just how it's been for a long time. So why wouldn't there be more men that are accountants?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know. You know,
and I know that it's changing. I don't want to say that, you know, that is changing for sure, that more and more little girls are becoming stronger in math and science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. It's changing. We're rising up.
Do you have interest in math and science?
Science, yes. Math, not at all.
Not even a little?
Not even a little.
All right.
No, that's why I'm here sitting on the mic.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Yeah, me too. I'll go again. Wednesday, April 7th, 2010, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This, I'll read it right from here. As a guy who'd like it, are you a guy who would like an interesting, challenging career in a non-traditional field? Attend this seminar on health and nursing fields. A series of half-hour sessions will cover several specific jobs in the field. Admission is free and breakfast and lunch will be offered. It's from 8 to 1:30 in the Hackett Conference Room in the Health Careers Education Building. Lindsay, on campus, that would be the southwest corner. So the health building's right by the parking lot. And the Hackett Conference Room's in there. You know,
it's like the newest building on campus.
It is.
It's a beautiful building.
But let me say, because we had our radio meetings there one time, it's difficult to find and get to the Hackett. So when you get to the Health Careers Education Building, just ask somebody. Just go to, like, there's an office there, an enclosed glass office. Just ask somebody, because they will tell you how to get there. I will also give a phone number here to register. Call 313-845-9617. 313-845-9617. It says, or email B Buchanan, BUCHANAN 1 at hfcc.edu. Drop-ins are also welcome. So I would just call 313-845-9617 or drop in. If you're on campus and before that time, LRC number 120, room 125. That's where I got all this information. You know, I want to thank, they were so helpful there, everybody there. Cynthia was very helpful. Mm-hmm. I talked to Dr. Brenda Hildreth, coordinator, student outreach and support. Thank you so much, doctor. She gave me a lot of this information. And I know we're going to keep in touch with her, because that particular office has so much going on. And a lot of the information that we have in front of us.
We talk about it often.
And it was generated there. Yeah. How many times you hear us say LRC, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just wanted to say, I don't know, are we moving on? Because we were talking about the Health Careers Building.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're going to talk about? What's going on at the Health Careers Building, Dennis?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The SNA American Red Cross Blood Drive. If you knew, you're just trying to give me some time. You're always like, I talk all the time. You don't get to, Dennis. This is actually Wednesday through Thursday of this week, the 24th and 25th of March, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Ghaffari Room. And it's presented by the Student Nurses Association. That's what SNA stands for, in case you didn't know, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. The American Red Cross Blood Drive. And obviously, we know that giving blood is a really, really big deal. The Student Nurse Association is sponsoring a blood drive in conjunction with the American Red Cross. It's Wednesday, 24th, Thursday, the 25th, between 10 and 4. And you can donors, and this is something I don't remember. Donors can register online at redcrossblood.org. And then you would just put in the sponsor code HFCC. I just remember showing up, and I don't think anybody's ever been turned away, do you?
I've gone to the blood drives here that the SNA puts on, and I've always signed up for them because I had a lot of classes in that building at one time.
All right.
So I was like in there often, and I had seen that I signed up for a time to come. So, no, I am not familiar with the registering online.
But you did sign up.
But I did sign up, yeah.
And ahead of time. So that's probably the same thing, making sure that everybody gets a chance to donate. This is the third blood drive the SNA has conducted this year alone. And as the American Red Cross says, quote, the need is constant. The gratification is instant. Give blood, end quote.
Yeah, I've yet to donate this year.
Really?
I need to. Actually, I didn't donate last year, I don't think either. I need to donate some blood. I'm O negative. Everybody wants mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Common.
I'm good.
Okay. And you always seem so rare to me. Anyway. All right. Listen, we're going to take a non-commercial break and we're going to come back after this. Thank you.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back. HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. And Lindsay, you got something cool there, right?
Something really cool, because doesn't everybody want to find a job?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's like the that's what's like the trend, I guess.
Well, there's probably a couple people out there that don't want to.
Yeah, there's those couch potatoes. Exactly. They don't mind much, but they're not listening anyway.
Good point.
All right. So Henry Ford Community College is conducting a free job search workshop. And what it is as a community service, Henry Ford Community College will present a free workshop on job search skills. This is going to take place on Wednesday, March 24th. That is tomorrow from 10 to noon at Michigan Technical Education Center. That's not here.
No. You know where it is? Because I do.
I do. Okay. I do too. It's on Schaefer in Dearborn. And I do have an address. It's 3601. Do you know the cross streets?
Yeah. You know what? If you take Rotunda, like what I do is I take Rotunda and do that little, it kind of goes off to the right to get onto Schaefer.
Yeah.
It's like a little exit.
I know what you mean.
And then you make a left toward Michigan. It's right there. So it's between Rotunda and Michigan.
Okay. So it's not near Schaefer. Okay. It's not near Ford Road or Warren. It's more Michigan Avenue.
Michigan Avenue. Very close to Michigan. Yes.
Wonderful. Cool.
Yeah. That's called the MTech. You can see the big MTech.
Yeah, that's over where the old Montgomery Wards was.
It's across the street from there and a little bit south, little bit away from Michigan. But yeah, you can see it from there easily.
Okay. I know exactly where it is then.
Okay.
All right. Well, those attending this are going to learn effective resume writing techniques.
Okay.
Very important in the field.
Oh, that's huge.
Including information and style and about style and design. And it will also include information regarding writing cover letters, which are always like the, I got a great resume, I got my references, but when it comes to that cover letter, I never know what.
Well, you don't want to say the wrong thing because you don't want to be too chummy.
It's a cover letter. Exactly. It's, you know, that's the first thing they're going
to
see.
It's supposed to introduce you without giving away too much information, but get people to keep reading.
Right.
Does that make, right?
No, definitely.
All right.
Yeah. And this workshop, what's really cool about it is open and free to the public. Free, F-R-E-E, free,
you
Dennis.
You heard it here first, HFCC's Campus Connection.
And we are speaking about Henry Ford Community College conducting a free job search skills workshop. Very cool. To register for this or for more information, you can call 313-845-9820. This is free, and this is very important because it's going to help you get the skills to find a job. It will help you find a job, which is what we all want to do.
Well, I mean, that's why we're going to school.
Right.
Right. So when your school says, hey, we're going to take this a little bit further, another step toward your positive future and show you how to get a job, use everything that we've taught you so far and parlay that into actual employment, generating revenue. Yeah, I'd say that we got a pretty cool school.
We have a really cool school. And one thing that is extremely cool about our school is HFCC's Campus Connection, which is informing you about all the wonderful things that the school has to offer.
Nice plug.
Yeah.
You know, they don't tell us what to say.
No. We did this all on our own.
Lindsay's heart.
That was very, very much from the bottom of my heart.
And we're talking about a student who knows her way around here. She's been here for quite some time.
I'm alumni.
To the fourth power. No, but seriously, I mean, I can't speak for other schools, and I'm sure, come on. There's a lot of great schools in this area. I just know that we always seem to be just a little bit ahead of other people are doing, you know?
Yeah. But I wanted to say something real quick about this job search workshop.
Okay.
I just want to say that it is on Wednesday. That's tomorrow, March 24th.
Yeah.
It's very soon. So 10 to noon. So if you're listening right now, then you need to get on the game and call 313-845-9820. And I'm like looking at it.
She's like 982.
What is that
number? I'm not going to tell you the rest.
What is that number? Definitely try to, you know, you want to get more information about it. You want to know what to do to register. Free, open to the public.
You know, when I'm thinking about everything that we have, Lindsay and I are very organized. I think it's been well documented on this show. Two things. One, we love food. And two, we're very organized and have everything all in a, actually, it's a big pile of stuff right in front of us. But I think if you look through everything that we have here in front of us, this is easily up there with the most important because of the economy, because of the way it is, not only in Michigan, but in this area.
Mm.
And our college is offering it free. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I'm just kind of, I'm in awe.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
All right.
So I do want to say one quick thing, another quick thing.
All right.
Our last show, we talked about Malish, and Dennis and I were both really interested in seeing this free midday concert series, and Malish was here on St. Patrick's Day playing Celtic music, and we both kind of missed it. I had class, You had class. Do you have
class?
Yeah,
I did.
Too?
I had class until
noon. We both had class, and I was kind of hanging around hoping that I could like see them, and I was like even a few minutes late to class, and they were setting up.
So they were kind of late getting going?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I had to leave. But the next one is going to be April 14th, Around the World Free Midday Concert Series, Thursday, April 14th, here in the Student Center building at 11:30 will be In the Tradition. In the Tradition is a harmonic and rhythmic vitality of American-produced African musical forms to other African musical structures. Basically, they are like a jazzy kind of mix of African Americana jazz. It sounds intriguing. I do want to check these guys out for sure this time. I know I said that last time, but
it's not like you didn't try last time.
I know, and it's just I have a class every Tuesday and Thursday at that time.
I know, and I'm sure Malish was like forgiving you.
Yeah.
Let's face it, we talked about it a lot to the degree that we knew, you know, beforehand. So yeah.
Right.
I'm sure you're absolved.
Yeah.
But what can you I don't want to put you on the spot here. In the Tradition is the name of the band.
In the Tradition is the name of the band.
And what exactly is the kind of music?
It's American produced African musical for like God, how do I describe it?
I don't know.
They say that they are like a jazz mixture of African, like, I'm trying to say, like, a comparison, like, put these two bands together and you get this.
Right.
But there really is nothing, I don't think, that could be that sounds like this. They're very, very unique. And they.
But do you think it'll have, like, a lot of percussion, for instance?
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there'll be a lot of that going on.
Yes. And the band has been described as delivering swinging, infectious, and memorable performance. So swinging, infectious, memorable performance.
None of those. Tell me what kind of music. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the real answer is then Dennis show up and listen. You'll know.
Go check them out. You said your class gets out at noon?
On Wednesdays?
Thursday.
Thursday's
April 14th, Thursday.
No, I'm with you until 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
12:30 to 2:30. So hopefully it'll be before that.
Yeah, they started at 11:30.
Oh, we can watch it for a whole hour.
Why couldn't we?
Because the last one was on a Wednesday.
It was on a Wednesday. That's why I'm all confused. Yes, this is Thursday. Thursday, folks, April 14th here at the Student Center, beginning at 11:30. Check out In the Tradition and see what the jazzy African blend of harmonic rhythmic sounds like.
You know, we totally failed on St. Patty's Day now that I think about it because we couldn't even get in. It was so busy for the buffet.
We came for our Wednesday night meeting.
Yeah.
And this place was packed.
Oh, my gosh.
This place was packed. I'm so proud, though.
Absolutely.
5101 did a wonderful job, and what a turnout they had for that buffet.
But that was one
If you were here, kudos to you. If you were not, too bad. You missed out.
Well, and we didn't get a chance to eat there. We had planned, and I wanted to give a review, but they were like, you don't have reservations.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Not that I thought they would be like, wow, it's you guys.
Ambassadors of the school and all, you know.
Yeah, for gosh sakes. But no, I mean, but they had so
many
booked.
People. They were really busy.
And that was like a good reason to me. It's like, I know that I'll I eat here all the time, so I'm cool with that.
Right.
The one really good reason not to be able to eat is because there's so many other people enjoying it. That's kind of neat, right?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All right. We have a non-commercial message coming up here, and then we're going to be back with more from HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Stay tuned.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. I'm Dennis, obviously. We're going to say you're Lindsay?
I was going to say I'm Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Then you threw in that obviously, and I was just like, I'll just let you handle that.
Oh, she is here. Okay, I didn't see you there. Listen, you know, there's something, I know that we will have a show. We talked, you know, Lynn talked about the radio-a-thon over our next show falls during that week. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. There's something that's kind of a big deal that I want to talk about that falls that we would normally talk about at our next show. And it's the Michigan Community College Press Day. The actual date is the 17th of April. It's an all-day thing. It's here at our school. Michigan Community College Press Day is here at Henry Ford Community College. That, to me, is a big deal. I love mm-hmm. that. It's 8:30 to 3, so it's an all-day thing at the ASCC, the building with the windows, as you put it. And it's actually presented by our own school newspaper here, the Mirror News. And the student newspaper, the Mirror News, the Henry Ford Community College, is hosting the Michigan Community College Press Day. That's a Saturday, April 17th. The event is open to any student interested in a journalism career. Well, you know, that's... I love that stuff. That's kind of print is kind of my background, and honestly, I'm going to be there for sure. But this conference is part of the Michigan Community College Press Association, a group of 30 colleges in the state of Michigan, specifically newspaper staff and their advisors. The conference covers the latest developments in the field of journalism and serves as a wonderful networking opportunity for faculty and students. Again, this is really kind of a big deal. We had the summit here on Friday. We talked about that. We had Mr. Bill Seacrest.
Yeah, there was a lot of really cool looking cars outside.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. All the hybrids and
did
the
you see all, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a couple girls cars. From my from one of my classes took a ride in the environmentally like the green version of an Escalade. I thought that was really interesting too.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. But I guess my point is we do cool stuff like that here. We're a community college that's like, I don't know, we're just cool. We're really cool. Part of the HFCC, one of those C's has to stand for cool. No, it doesn't.
That's good.
She's like, probably not. It's probably community college, Dennis, but nice try. Yeah. For more information about this College Press Day, you can contact Cassandra Fluker, F-L-U-K-E-R. She's our student activities officer and the faculty liaison for the Mirror News.
She's busy.
Yeah,
there's so many student activities.
I know, but she's amazing. I saw her a couple times today. I talked to her last week. Just a wonderful lady. Absolutely wonderful. And her email is crfluker, F-L-U-K-E-R, at hfcc.edu. crfluker at hfcc.edu. And her phone number is 313-845-9838. This event is open to any student interested in a journalism career. There's no cost for any for this. This is if you're in the area, this is what you want to do. Please, April 17th, 8:30 to 3 o'clock, and call Ms. Fluker 845-9838 for even more information. This is what I have, but I mean that's enough for me to know that I'm going to be there. You know, but I want to segue and use that to segue into something else. There's actually a job announcement here at Henry Ford Community College.
Whoa, job here? Yay!
Well, yeah, it seems to be kind of a central theme to this show, what with the job search seminar that we have going on. Well, the job is for the student editor of the Mirror News, our school newspaper. And the primary responsibility, the editor of the Mirror News shall be responsible for the production of the student newspaper and the direction of those responsible for the news, editorials, design, and business aspects of the newspaper. For instance, for the photographers would report to the editor. Maybe there's a business manager that handles underwriting, you know, for the ads or whatever. They would all go through the editor. The editor would work, I'm sure, with Ms. Fluker.
Everything goes to the editor, right?
Right.
Everything.
And then I'm sure the editor would report to Ms. Fluker, who's the faculty liaison. Actually it says here this, the editor would be directly responsible to the student newspaper board. The duration of the position, the actual position terminates at the end of each winter semester. So that means that you're signing on for doing it for fall and winter, and then the current editor can, in fact, reapply. So, I don't know. What I'm saying is that you're doing this for a year, for two semesters. The qualifications, a minimum 3.0 cumulative grade point average at HFCC, a previous collegiate program, or high school, and it's preferred that the applicant have previous experience on a newspaper staff, high school, college, or community newspapers. You can register and complete... Oh, I'm sorry. You have to register and complete a minimum of 6 credit hours per semester at HFCC, so you would have to be a part-time
student.
So
you do need to be a student.
At that time, yes. Okay. The editor cannot maintain concurrent position in student council and should have knowledge of PageMaker, desktop publishing, Microsoft, which is a program, PageMaker, also Microsoft Word, and then PageMaker is now part of a bigger program, which is called InDesign, put out by Adobe. So we'd have to have a little knowledge of that. Can't be on student council, and you want to have at least 6 credit hours while you're the editor.
Nice.
Yeah. Want to hear how it gets nicer?
This is probably the question I was just about to ask.
The compensation.
Yeah.
The editor receives free tuition up to 12 credit hours.
No way.
While in office, and is paid the current student employment rate for a maximum of 20 hours per week. So 12 credit hours, which is considered full time. That's done. That's taken care of for you as the editor. And with a capital A-N-D, you are also getting probably minimum wage or whatever, but you're actually getting a paycheck up to 20 hours a week for your effort.
And free tuition. I'm just still like, yeah. Wow.
And your next question is, well, what do you got to do? We have to attend Mirror News, the board meetings. You have to recruit, organize, and supervise the staff. And, of course, that'll include writing, edit.
I'm coughing. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Lindsay's getting over whatever was going around. And yeah. I have to tell you, you're a champ for coming in here.
No, seriously.
Well, you know,
If I do my show with someone else, then forget it. But, you know, I get to come hang out with Dennis.
Wow. You know, if she meant even part of that, I would be so touched. Right?
Sounds sincere.
It did.
Right?
It sounded really, wow. I'm like, yeah. I almost believe her. The thing is, though, that tomorrow we may have been able to pull it off, getting here early and recording our show, because this is a pre-recorded show. But I have a conference I have to go to, and it's for the MAEB. Mm. We'll talk about that on the next show. It's kind of exciting. There's a few people here that submitted things to the MAEB, which is the Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters.
There you go.
And a few people won some awards from our station.
Quite a few.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Very nice.
And because of that, we're going to go. And it's a local thing. It's not in Lansing like the MAEB was last time. Mm-hmm. So hopefully van doors will stay closed. Nobody's going to fall out or anything like that. Anyway, let me finish this. Where were we at?
I'm sorry. I'm coughing and I'm interrupting.
So I'm glad you're here, because we probably couldn't have done this tomorrow. I won't be around. Which may have been a better show. Who knows? So you want to be able to coordinate with writers, editors, you know, assistant editors, what have you, photographers, graphic designers, and business management positions. Recruit, organize, and supervise these people. Okay, it's a lot of responsibility. You have to meet with your staff on a weekly basis. You have to direct their work, including the same people I just mentioned. If necessary, you may have to remove a member of the staff for a sufficient reason. You are also responsible as the editor for all material appearing in the newspaper. You do work with the faculty liaison to develop and implement a budget for the academic year. And you work with the staff members to prepare and participate in the annual Michigan Press Association and Michigan Community College Press Association conferences. That's what we're having here.
Yeah.
You know, that's on the 17th, though. Okay, so basically, yeah, it's just basic things. To apply, please submit the following materials: a letter of application stating your interest in the position, including information on credentials and computer background. The second thing you want to bring in or submit with this are writing samples, maybe your layout, editor work, things that you've done that are pertain to this particular position. The third thing is a resume, an up-to-date, inclusive resume. And the fourth thing is a copy of the transcript verifying that grade point average that they expect, which is 3.0. You have to submit these materials in a sealed envelope with name, address, phone number, and email address. And you mail that to Cassandra Fluker. Actually, the best way to handle this, because I know you can bring it in, you could mail it. I don't know if she accepts it electronically, so I'll give you her number again. This is the same lady we spoke of a couple minutes ago, Cassandra Fluker. She's our Mirror News faculty liaison at 313-845-9838. And just to determine the best way to submit that to her. There is an address here and her email and then the phone number. So I just want to make sure, because submit these materials in a sealed envelope. Yeah. The address is actually here in the Student and Culinary Arts Center. But you can get a hold of her at 313-845-9838. The deadline is this coming Friday, March 26th, 2010 at 5:00 p.m.
That's really soon. This is a huge opportunity that someone needs to jump on awfully fast.
This is a major opportunity. I mean, you're the student. You know, and I'm going to tell you, do you read our paper?
Yeah, I do.
It's getting pretty good.
It's getting better. It's getting much better.
I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, the current editor's in a class with us.
There's a funny story. Back when I was in broadcast journalism, you know, we would refer to the newspaper, the school paper here a lot, and we would look for it, and we would kind of like in a way, check it out to see what we're going to write our news stories about for broadcast news writing, you know? And we would check out what they had going on and everything. And we would sometimes maybe point out little mistakes here and there. And this one time, we were talking, I go straight to the horoscope on like any newspaper, whether it's the Metro Times.
Do you really?
School newspaper. I read my horoscope all the time.
You're a girl. All the time.
Oh, but it's so true, always. Except this one time, I was looking through the Mirror News, and they left out Sagittarius.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess. You're a Sagittarius?
Yeah, and it wasn't there. So, in a sense, it's there all the time. It's always there.
Did you say something?
No, but now I do understand that it is. There is a fairly new editor, right?
Well, he was the editor for the fall and the winter.
Okay.
And he's in our one of our classes.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a great guy. Yeah. And I mean, you know, and we, when you and I first started even, I think, talking about Campus Connection back in like whenever, summer or beginning of fall or whatever, I talked to him right away and I introduced myself, told him about you and said, we're going to be doing this. It's kind of, it's not real hard news. I mean, we talk about news, but it's more like, you know, this is what's going on, our insights about it, maybe some recapping some things we've gone through, you and I.
Right.
Whereas the newspaper does, you know, like they talk about sort of the same thing, but it's less insight. Of course, you have less room in a newspaper, and we have, well, a whole hour, right?
And we really focus on the community.
I think so, too.
Whereas
yeah.
the newspaper here, it's, you know, there's a bit of an entertainment section.
There is.
It's a student, you know, it's to appeal to the students, where we are appealing to the community.
I think we're universally appealing.
Oh, I definitely, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But no, but, and so that's the whole thing, is when you look, the paper, by definition, has certain limitations,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've really enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought the current editor's name's Josh, has done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a great guy too. And there's no doubt in my mind that at the time when I first met him, I thought, oh, this is going to be, he's going to be good. And he was, he is, it's still going on, but yeah. So, but it's this Friday,
mm-hmm.
get that information in, a resume, a letter as application, basically saying, you know what, why you're qualified. Like Lindsay and I talked about a little bit earlier, a cover letter, right?
Yeah.
In addition, you need your transcripts to show that you, in fact, have a 3.0, and then a sample of your writing or a sample of your layout, the design, maybe some clippings if you've done some freelance stuff. Yeah, and it'll work. And, then, and again, this is a free tuition up to 12 credit hours and an hourly wage.
For a year.
For two semesters, almost a whole year. Yeah,
yeah. That's
We have, we're in the stretch run here, just a couple more minutes. We're going to take a non-commercial break right now, and then we're going to come back and wrap this up. Stay tuned.
Every Thursday from 10 a.m. until noon, listen to The Roots Project here on WHFR.FM. My name is Alex, and every other week I spin the finest in folk, country, bluegrass, and a whole lot more. When I'm not here, every other week
Dan is here
with his Rockabilly Edition. This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Go get your baby, let's go downtown. Put a quarter in the jute and watch the record go around and let her rock.
Back here at HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dennis.
And we have just a couple minutes left, and before we're saying goodbye instead. And Lindsay, you have something there, don't you? Kind of a big deal?
A really big deal.
All right.
The census.
Ooh.
You've gotten yours?
I did. And you know, we had Tarek Green on Jay's show. Jay was actually in Texas at the time. And we had Tarek Green on the phone talking about the census. He works for the U.S. Census Bureau.
Yeah, I was there.
Lindsay, you were there. You know what? It was what?
He's looking at me, telling me. Yeah, I was there.
It was like 10 days ago. And
yeah.
Wow. He was awesome. And then you don't know this, but when the mayor's speech, and we did the thing down there the mayor did the city, state of the city address,
mm-hmm.
and we were down at the Performing Arts Center, we all got free hats. It said census 2010. I only had one.
You got it on right now?
No. I mean, no. It's not like a fashionable hat. You know, I love to wear hats, but that's not, No, it's not big and fluffy enough. I'm teasing. I like just a good old baseball cap. Oh, so tell me about this.
Okay, well, really, you got your census. Make sure you fill it out and mail it back in. I've already filled mine out and mailed it back in. And there are going to be some people that are going to have trouble with this. And there is assistance centers that are located in Dearborn to help people if you're having problems filling out your census. Pretty much the majority of people get a short 10-question census that every household in the country gets it. And you should have received it last week. And the form needs to be completed and returned by April 1st to avoid having a census employee visit your home to take count in person.
I know, it sounds so ominous.
Yeah.
We talked about that, but they...
Yeah, I don't want anybody to come to my house, so I fill it out and just...
Well, I think that's the thing. They're like, well, you know, we have to ask somebody, so my first inclination is, well, I better just do it then. And I think that's the whole point, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay.
All right, help is available, though, if you're having problems with your census.
Okay.
The census resource hotline for Dearborn is 313-943-3003. There is going to be a questionnaire assistance center location. When you call that phone number, it's going to list the different assistance centers and the location of them, where census staff members will be able to answer your questions and help people complete their questionnaires. And these places, I'm going to tell you right now, just in case you don't want to call that number.
Right.
The places are all four Dearborn Public Libraries.
Okay.
That is the Esper Branch on Warren Avenue.
Right.
The Snow Branch on Michigan Avenue. The Bryant Branch on Princeton, I believe. And the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Michigan Avenue next to the police station.
Okay.
Yeah. All four libraries. There's going to be help there.
Bryant Branch is on Michigan Ave.
Actually, it's on the corner of Michigan. It's Or is it Snow? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Huh. You're right. Bryant Branch is on Michigan Avenue. Snow Branch is on Princeton. That's the corner of like Telegraph.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So all four libraries. City Hall is going to have assistance, and it's the City Council office. And the Dearborn Ice Skating Center, the DISC, on Ford Road, in between Greenfield and Chase.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Do you hear that?
No.
Oh. Kind of weird what?
That there would be a disc.
Oh, okay. I thought that you heard what I feel like I was hearing, like...
Really?
Yeah, someone's really loud. It's like, Lynn, I can hear her talking somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Shh, Lynn.
Yeah, stop it, Lynn.
Stop, you're distracting me.
You had your time earlier in the show.
We're in like a soundproof room. You wouldn't think that we can like hear people.
No.
But I hear people. Yeah. People are speaking.
Lynn already loud somewhere. We already gave Lynn her few minutes on our show. Come on, Lynn.
Okay, the Dearborn Ice Skating Center, the DISC, they are also going to be one of the questionnaire assistance centers in Michigan. Missing census forms. People who did not receive, lost, or misplaced their census forms should call the U.S. Census Bureau at 1-866-872-6868. Please, if you didn't receive it, if you might have thought it was junk mail, you threw it away, you don't know what happened, you just don't have one, because you should have one by now. And if you do not have one, you need to call the U.S. Census Bureau, 1-866-872-6868. It's crucial that you fill this out. This is very important to our state and our country.
Absolutely. And people will be like, why is a college radio show, a news show, talking about this? This is that big of a deal. And they've hammered it home in our heads. It makes so much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it should. It should make sense to everybody. Oh, that was so lame.
Oh,
shame
yeah.
on you for laughing, yeah. Lindsay. Wow. You must not be feeling well. All right. We're really pushing it now. So what do we have? I know that I had something really quick.
Yeah, you were going to...
I don't know what
he's
I was
looking
gonna...
at me, and he's like, what
well,
do, we
no,
have?
No,
what
I
do
just,
you have, Dennis?
I
Let's
have.
Hear it.
Well, we all know the Relay for Life, and Relay for Life Dearborn 2010. They've been gearing up for this for a while now. The actual day itself, Relay for Life will take place at Ford Community Performing Arts in Dearborn, 8 a.m., Saturday, May 1st. Okay, that's a little ways away. And it ends on Sunday, May 2nd. But before that, you know, upcoming events we're having here, we're having an Easter basket sale on Tuesday, March 30th, and Wednesday, March 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 here at the Student Culinary Arts Center in the Pavilion.
An Easter basket sale?
An Easter basket sale. Tuesday and Wednesday, the 30th and 31st of this month, 9:30 to 1:30. Yeah, this is really neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's right here in the Student Culinary Arts Center. We won't be on the air that day, but we'll wave anyway. And then a couple weeks later, the Cancer Awareness Day, Wednesday, April 14th, 9:30 to 2:00, Same place, Student and Culinary Arts Pavilion. Cancer Awareness Day, Wednesday, April 14th. Those are actually three really important dates. The 30th and 31st are Easter basket sale. And that money, it's going to this cause. Mm-hmm. That's part of the relay of right. That's part of our whole thing, which, like I said, they've been doing a while. Michelle Featherston, just right next door to us. Awesome, awesome lady. And she's been kind of like, I've been getting a lot of information from her. She's such a big part of this. She and Kelly Featherston. And their team HFCC co-captains for the Relay for Life. Michelle's number is 313-845-9685. If you have questions, if you can help, if you want to do anything and contribute. And I know that she'll have a complete schedule of events. Michelle, Kelly Featherston, the team HFCC co-captains, 313-845-9865. And we'll be talking about this all the way up to the Relay for Life on the 1st of May. We have something at the art gallery too, I think, don't we?
We do. It's not going to be starting until April 15th. Okay. And it's going to be an exhibition of the best work to come out of Henry Ford, out of the many Henry Ford Community College art classes throughout the 2009-2010 school year. And the works will be on display in the Sisson Art Gallery from April 15th to April 30th. And there's going to be a reception and award presentation on Thursday, April 15th, 6 to 8 p.m.
Totally cool. We'll bring that up at our next show.
Yes.
We are completely out of time. Listen, Lindsay, well, you don't care, but today's the first day to register online, hfcc.edu. All the information we brought to you. Census, too. I think there's a lot of census stuff on our website, hfcc.edu. That's Henry Ford Community College, hfcc.edu. That's where we are. We're the campus connection for the school. I'm Dennis.
I'm Lindsay.
And we will be back in actually just a couple weeks. Our next show will be the
Radiothon.
Radiothon, which is what the date was, Tuesday.
April 13th.
April the 13th. Until then, thank you. Please listen. And everybody have a wonderful day.
The Los Angeles Times called it the most exhilarating rock music ever made, and it was the first musical work to be billed overtly as a rock opera. It is The Who's Tommy, a story of forgiveness, redemption, and salvation.
Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid still plays a mean pinball.
The Who's Tommy will be performed by Henry Ford Community College's Performing Arts Department April 16th through the 18th and April 23rd through the 25th. Tickets are only $15 for adults and $10 for students. Visit hfcc.edu for more information about The Who's Tommy.
Dearborn 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. How are you doing this afternoon? Hopefully.